Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good day, Crusaders. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Thursday, August 3rd, 2017. A Wisconsin photographer has won an important exemption. And in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, the rabbi who saved Saints Peter and Paul's lives. President Trump is displeased with military leadership in Afghanistan, and healthcare rationing is increasing in England. The Christian Post is reporting that Dane County Circuit Court in Wisconsin granted Christian photographer Amy Lawson an exemption from a Wisconsin law that would force her to photograph same-sex weddings on pain of exorbitant fines. Lawson, who was represented by the Alliance Defending Freedom, won the case on the basis of the fact that as an artist without a storefront, it would be an infringement of her artistic license to be forced to photograph same-sex couples. ADF Senior Counsel Jonathan Scruggs says, quote, "It means that government officials must allow creative professionals without storefronts anywhere in the city and state the freedom to make their own decisions about which ideas they will use their artistic expression to promote." Until the court issues the exemption in the next few weeks, Lawson is not accepting new clients. Today's quote of the day comes from St. Thalassos the Libyan. "An intellect in control of itself is the temple of the Holy Spirit, but that of a glutton is like a nest of crows." Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Gamaliel. You're listening to Crusade News.
Patrick Henry was famous for a lot more than "Give me liberty or give me death." But if you're waiting for Hollywood to put that on film, you may as well wait for the next Ice Age. That's why I started Founding Father Films. Hi, I'm Mike Church, and I invite you and your family to see and hear the greatest stories never told in my movies, The Spirit of 76 and The Road to Independence, on DVD and CD, and available now at Amazon.com, MikeChurch.com, or call 866-483-3833.
Gamaliel, a Pharisee and respected teacher of the Jewish law, lived at the time of Christ and was a leading authority in the Sanhedrin. He is known as the mentor of St. Paul and the man who counseled the Sanhedrin not to put Peter and Paul to death for their Christianity. St. Photius maintained that Gamaliel converted to Christianity and was baptized by Saints Peter and John. His relics were discovered, along with those of St. Stephen the Protomartyr and Nicodemus, in Jerusalem in the 5th century. St. Gamaliel, pray for us. NBC News reported last night that President Trump is displeased with the military strategists managing the campaign in Afghanistan. Senior administration officials said that during a meeting on July 19th, President Trump bemoaned that the United States is not winning the war and suggested repeatedly that Defense Secretary James Mattis and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Joseph Dunford should replace General John Nicholson, commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan. The Daily Wire is reporting that ill Britons in need of certain medical procedures, such as cataract surgery or knee and hip replacements, are going to be denied services if their body mass index exceeds 30 or if they smoke. The Royal College of Surgeons is balking at these measures. But Chris Hobson, head of the NHS providers, said, quote, "I think we are going to see more and more decisions like this. It's the only way providers are going to be able to balance their books. And in a way, you have to applaud their honesty. You can see why they're doing this. The service is bursting at the seams." In this Celestial Musings, take a listen to this.
Here I was in this pit of darkness, in this pit of sin, making a total mess of my life. In that mud, in that slime that was my life, I cried out to God, and He heard me, and he pulled me out of that mess, and he cleaned me up, and He put a song of hope and praise in my mouth.
That is the voice of David Berkowitz, more commonly known as the man who perpetrated the Son of Sam crimes, which claimed the lives of 6 people and injured an additional 7 between 1976 and 1977. New York does not have the death penalty, and therefore Berkowitz was sentenced to life in prison. While behind bars in 1987, Berkowitz was introduced to Christ by a fellow inmate, and this man, who confessed to having carried out Satan's work in his crimes, turned his life around and has been ministering to others behind bars for decades. Berkowitz is a fantastic example of why we need to do away with the death penalty in this nation. not everybody has such a conversion.
I hope many people through my story would come to faith in Christ, would see that there's hope in God, that you don't have to throw your life away.
But doesn't each and every one deserve that chance at redemption? Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned now for The True Money Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust.